Patients with polycystic kidney disease can have disease outside of their kidneys. Where else can it be?
Right. So most people will actually also have cysts in their livers, but interestingly, those cysts actually don't seem to cause a problem. There is generally not progressive liver disease in these patients. They can also have cysts in their pancreas. Women can have cysts in their ovaries. There are even cysts in the part of the reproductive system of men. There's also some other ways that it can impact other organ systems. For instance, many people will have mitral valve prolapse. So this is just an abnormality in the way one of the heart valves closes, which we used to treat with antibiotics prophylactically for patients who were undergoing dental procedures or invasive procedures. But we've now found out that we don't need to do that. And it's generally thought to be a pretty benign abnormality, and there's really no long-term ill consequences from that. Another one that can potentially have a major consequence is we can see brain aneurysms in some people. Interestingly, it tends to follow within families. So when I have a patient whose father or grandparent might have had a brain aneurysm, I will seriously discuss potential screening with brain MRIs to look for it. It's a complicated issue, however, because there's not a lot that we can do about it. But it is something that should be discussed with each patient.
When a patient with PKD comes to visit you and you're seeing them in clinic, what are you looking for? What do you do in one of those clinic visits?
So I am asking the patient about any symptoms they may have from their PKD. So if they're having any flank pain.
Because of size.
Because of the size of the cyst, right. And sometimes these cysts actually can rupture and cause significant pain. And if it's actually a blood-filled cyst, which in and of itself is benign, but if it happens to be blood-filled and it ruptures, patients can have serious hematuria, blood in their urine that they can visibly see when they urinate. And that can be very disconcerting to patients. It's actually generally not concerning.
Except it hurts.
It does hurt. It does hurt. That's very true. But you know, patients' main worry is that they're going to bleed seriously. But it doesn't take much blood to, you know, turn the whole toilet bowl red. So it's generally very self-limited. And I just ask patients to let me know if it doesn't start to clear up over the course of a couple of days. So thinking about symptoms, talking about polyuria. So polyuria is, again, when somebody has to go to the bathroom a lot. So this is something that can sometimes cause problems, particularly at night if a patient has to go to the bathroom a lot. Polycystic kidney disease, one of the first manifestations can sometimes be just having to go to the bathroom a lot because it impacts the ability to concentrate or hold on to the water in the kidney. And then I'm also monitoring them with labs. So I'm following their kidney function with what we call a serum creatinine. And I'm also looking at their urine to determine how much protein there is. And I'll generally quantify precisely how much that is. And I'll follow that on an annual basis because, as we said before, you know, the more protein a patient has in their urine, the worse the prognosis. And there are things that we can do about that.
You also want to make sure that their blood pressure is under good control.
Absolutely. That's actually the most important thing that we do in clinic.
You've described a cyst that bleeds. Cysts can also get infected. That doesn't happen commonly, but when it does happen, it's a real concern. That is a concern. How do you treat an infected cyst?
Right. So when a urinary tract infection, so an infection that can occur anywhere within the urinary tract from the urethra to the bladder all the way up to the kidneys, when it occurs in the kidney itself, like when a person has an infected cyst, we call that pyelonephritis. And that's a more serious infection than if somebody just has an infection in their bladder. And there are specific antibiotics that we would want to use that can penetrate that cyst. So sometimes antibiotics can't get into the cyst like it needs to in order to treat the infection. Oftentimes we can do this with oral drugs at home, but sometimes patients need to be hospitalized.